of God, rejoice and shout. Behold, your king is coming to you humble and riding on a donkey. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Weapons made for battle will be broken, and he will command peace to the nations. His dominion will be from sea to sea. Blessed is the king. Hosanna in the highest. The processional gospel from the Gospel of Mark. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Just say this, the Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, what are you doing untying the colt? They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, we praise you for redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us to follow our Lord in the way of the cross so that joined to his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you. Through the same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Marian will play the refrain to All Glory, Laud, and Honor, and then we will begin our procession. Good. To whom the Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. As we now enter into the contemplation of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ and meditate on the salvation of the world through his suffering, death, burial, and resurrection, let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Once again, I'd like to welcome all of you to our worship service today. A very special welcome to anyone who is visiting with us. If you live in the area and are looking for a church to call your very own home, we'd love to have you join us here at Atonement. Just speak to me, and we'll make sure that happens soon. And if you are traveling on this holiday weekend and spring break, we pray for safe travel and a joyful homecoming for you. On the back of the Words of the Week, you'll find the Holy Week and Easter schedule, which is coming up now this week. On Thursday evening, we gather at 7 o'clock for the Maundy-Thursday service with Holy Communion. On Good Friday, on Friday evening at 7 o'clock, we have the Good Friday Tenebrae service at 7 o'clock, as I said. On Saturday, we have our Easter Vigil service with Holy Communion and Affirmation of Baptism, again at 7 o'clock. And then next Sunday, Easter Sunday, our festival services at 8 and 11 with an Easter brunch from 9:30 to 10:30 and an Easter egg hunt for children 10:15, 10:30-ish, somewhere in that vicinity. There is a sign-up sheet for the Easter brunch. If you'd like to participate in bringing some of the treats for that, we'd appreciate that. That's out there on the bulletin board in the narthex. So please mark your calendar for all these events and plan to attend. It should be a great time together. And if you'd like to make our church even more beautiful than usual on Easter, you can bring an Easter lily for the Sunday. You can drop them off sometime this week and then take them home after church on Sunday. And we are still gathering food for the Easter food baskets for the needy. There's shopping lists out there on the table, and we will put those together on Friday, so you can bring them in anytime up to then. Any other announcements this morning? If not, I would invite the children to come forward for the children's message. Just have a seat anywhere down here will work. Nice to meet you. Have a seat. Good morning. Where's Lily? Come on over here. Have a seat over here. Looking for Lily. Oh, Lily. She's coming. And what's your name? Pardon? Marcel, nice to meet you. And August, nice to meet you. Where are you from? From Eugene, Oregon. Eugene, Oregon. And Lily is coming. Hi, Lily. We've been waiting for you. Have a seat anywhere. Happy Palm Sunday, everybody. So, when I was in school, your birthday, or if the teacher wanted to recognize you for some other special thing, she could make you, or he could make you, king or queen for the day. And you would get to wear a crown like this. Pretty cool, huh? Your birthday's when? Your birthday's already passed. Well, next year you can wear the crown. When's your birthday? January the 8th. Wear the crown. So, if you got to be king or queen for the day, you got lots of special privileges. If the teacher needed help with something, you got to be the helper. If she needed somebody to take a note to the office, you got to take the note. If it came time for the kids to all go to recess or to lunch or to the library, you got to be the first one in line and to lead everybody there. It was really a lot of fun. The problem was it only lasted for a day. And then you had to wait a long time for it to come around again. So it reminds me of what we're celebrating today. In Jerusalem about 2,000 years ago, a king was visiting the city. And he came riding in on a donkey, and people of the town took leafy garment, or took their clothing, their outer garments, and laid them on the road, and they took branches like this and laid them on the road as a sign of respect. As a sign of respect. And they said, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Now, who can tell me who that king was? Jesus, that's right. Jesus was the king. They greeted Jesus as their king, but you know what happened later on that week? Do you think Jesus ever wore a crown like this? No, he wasn't that kind of king, was he? What kind of crown did Jesus wear? Ouch. What kind of crown did he wear, August? A crown of thorns, kind of like that. See that? Ow, yeah. Who would want to wear that crown? You would take off the thorns, yeah. I would too. So Jesus wore a crown like this, which he had a bigger head than I do, some. But those thorns hurt, right? And they pierced his head and made blood run down his face. It was a nasty, nasty thing. But he died that week. And what are we celebrating next Sunday?
Easter,
which means what?
He is risen.
He is risen indeed, right? And we're going to celebrate that next week. And the Bible tells us that one day, every knee, how many knees is that? How many do you have? You have two. Two? Now, if you add that up to all the people that ever lived, how many knees is that? A jillion. The Bible says one day every knee will bow and will proclaim Jesus as King, right? Lord and King. But you know what? That's going to happen someday. We don't have to wait. We can do it now, right? Let's get on our knees. Let's get on our knees. And let's say, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Amen.
Dear God, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to be our Savior and our Lord and our King. We pray that you would help us to live under his gentle and loving reign by sharing the good news of his love with all our friends so that they can come and join us in worshiping you too. Bless these children today and always, and keep them in your care. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, kids. You can go back to your seats.
Good morning. Today is the Sunday of the Passion, Palm Sunday. Our first lesson comes from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 3-9. The image of the servant of the Lord is one of the notable motives in the book of Isaiah. Today, reading describes the mission of the servant whom early Christians associated with Jesus. Like Jesus, the servant does not strike back at his detractors, but trusts in God's steadfast love. Hear now the word. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave a back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helped me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Holy wisdom, holy word. The bulletin is on page four of your, the psalm is on page four of your bulletin. And the psalm is 31, verses 9-16. I will read the light print, and you will respond with the dark print. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly. I am the scorn of my enemies, a disgrace to my neighbors, a dismay to my acquaintances. When they see me in the street, they avoid me. For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of mine enemies and from those who persecute me.
Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love.
Our second lesson comes from Philippians 2, verses 5-11. Christ did not act to attain status and glory, but was obedient to God even to the point of death. Following Christ's example, we do not seek personal status or glory, but care for others as God cared for us in Christ's death. Hear now the word. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even in death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the God and the Father. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the pot. be seated. I forgot to announce earlier, the young man now seated in front of us, Alistair Cook, who's playing the violin for us today. He plays for the Newport Symphony, played a fabulous concert last night, and there'll be another fabulous one this afternoon. If you haven't gone, go. It's amazing. Secondly, when I grew up, Palm Sunday was Palm Sunday, and that was pretty much the focus of the day. Unfortunately, sometime after that period, the church decided that attendance was becoming so small at Holy Week services that people weren't hearing the Passion story. And so it became Palm Sunday / Passion Sunday, and it's traditional now that the Passion story be read. And so today we are hearing the Passion story of our Lord according to St. Mark. It was 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people. While he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, he sat at the table. A woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard. She broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. Some were there who said to one another in anger, why was this ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and the money given to the poor. And they scolded her. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my head by my body beforehand for its burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, where do you want us to go and make preparations to eat the Passover? So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there. So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. They began to be distressed and to say to him one after another, surely not I. He said to them, it is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born. While they were eating, he took a loaf. And after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them and said, take, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, you will all become deserters. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter said to him, even though all become deserters, I will not. Jesus said to him, truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. But he said vehemently, even though I must die with you, I will not deny you. And all of them said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. He said to them, I am deeply grieved even to death. Remain here and keep awake. And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, this hour might pass from him. He said, Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want. He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. Once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, the one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard. So when he came, he went up to Jesus at once and said, Rabbi, and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew a sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. But Jesus said to them, have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled. All of his disciples deserted him and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth behind and ran off naked. Then they took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus so they could put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, but their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands. But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood before them and asked Jesus, have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you? But Jesus was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision? All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying, prophesy. The guards also took him over and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself by the fire, she stared at him and said, you also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth. But he denied it, saying, I do not know or understand what you are talking about. He then went out to the forecourt, and the cock crowed. And the servant girl, on seeing him again, began saying to the bystanders, this man is one of them. But again, he denied it. Then after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know this man you are talking about." And at that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders, the scribes, and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, Pilate used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. There was a man called Barabbas in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. He answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests had stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, and they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat on him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of his purple cloak, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing his clothes among them, casting lots to see who would take each. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." With him, they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Ha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified alongside him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who was standing there saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." There were also some women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. and there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he'd been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was indeed dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph brought a linen cloth, and taking the body down, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb, which had been hewn out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please stand as we sing hymn number 431, O Christ, what can it mean for us?
What can it mean for us to claim you?
continue with the affirmation of faith printed on page 6 in your bulletin. Let us declare our faith in God. I believe in a living God, creator of all humankind, who has created and sustains the entire universe by his power and love. I believe in Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, and my Savior and Lord. Because of his life, work, suffering, and death, I know who I am and what I can become through Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit, God present with me always, who can be experienced through prayer, the sacraments, the word, and the community of believers. I believe that God is calling each of us to be the body of Christ, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, and to stand against the powers of injustice and prejudice. Amen.